Doug Wright. Interrupting everything to cover breaking news. You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
So good to have you along on this Friday, the Doug Wright Show. We cover a lot of territory in this first hour. Movie show is just around the corner. In a moment, we're going to talk with Sherry Swenson, who is the county clerk in Salt Lake County, about a new bill that is proposed that would exempt some in the county clerk's offices and elsewhere from participating, those who are in elected positions, state employees, and so on, from participating in a same-sex marriage, for example. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. But again, we are broadcasting today from Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Riverton. And Jill, it's so much fun to be here. And you know, last time we were talking about the things you are doing, I buried the lead. You've got a great incentive for people to come in and donate this weekend. What have you got for them?
Yeah, anyone that comes by one of our three donation centers, so Roy, Riverton, or Holiday, over the weekend and brings some books, can be entered into a drawing for a Kindle that we'll draw next week.
That is great. Now, you accept all kinds of donations, but I noticed you mentioned books in particular. What's so special about books?
You know, we know that 60% of everything we collect comes from our bins around the state, and because of that, we get a lot of cloth, so we don't end up with that good mix of different things. And so we're trying to encourage people to know that they can give books to us and other household items.
I was looking at some of the things that tend to be a little more in want or desirable than others, and while virtually everything is welcomed, shoes and books and pots and pans, it's interesting that the small appliances and small household items like furniture, the big items are tough.
Yeah, the big items are tough for us because typically we only have one driver on a truck. So if you can bring a big item to us at one of our donation centers, we'll definitely accept it. But it's hard for us to get one driver to lift on his own.
Yeah, and it's hard to get them in those bins.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So when people donate this weekend, what's going to happen, and you need to mention that you heard it right here on the Doug Wright Show or on the movie show, drop by any of the donation centers, and there are three, today through Sunday, and you'll be entered to win a free Kindle. So I'm assuming they'll have to just quickly jot their name down somewhere. And most people want a receipt, too. When they're bringing in a bigger load, they would like to have a receipt because this is a nice thing to have as a tax deduction, too.
Yeah, so we have receipts. We'll have someone help you out, unload your car if you need help, and give you a receipt in the entry form.
As I mentioned, we're very familiar with your Holiday location, and that's just to the north of the Macy's store, right there on the Murray Holiday Road. And here we're at 1605 West on 126 South. And where are you in Roy?
We're right next to the Kent's Market in Roy. There's a parking lot there by the Kent's Market, kind of off to the side, and you can look for us there.
Great. Well, we're very, very happy to be here today. I hope that everybody will do what they can to support Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and this is an easy and a very productive way of doing so. And you'll be entered to win that free Kindle, too, at their three donation sites. And, of course, there are bins all over the place, but we're talking Roy, we're talking Holiday, and we're talking here in Riverton. Before we hit the top of the hour, I wanted to talk with Sherry Swenson. Sherry, you're always so willing to join us, and I appreciate that on very short notice. And there is a bill circulating up on Utah's Capitol Hill, and it just came out in the last little while, so many of us are trying to familiarize ourselves with it. But basically, if I understand it correctly, according to the Deseret News article, a bill filed Thursday, just yesterday, allows state and local government workers to opt out of marrying same-sex couples, but they would lose the right to perform any marriages at all. In other words, if a person said, hey, I've got a problem with this, then they would not be the person that would perform any marriages. This is SB 297, and going straight to your department, I was reading that elected county clerks don't have to perform same-sex marriages under the bill, but would have to find someone in or out of the office who would perform those marriages. Religious objectors could not be fired for declining that duty. Sherry, I know you're still trying to digest this too, and it has not yet certainly passed. This is just a proposal in a bill form at this time. How does your office handle this?
Well, I haven't become familiar with the bill. I just found out about it this morning. But basically, based on our legal counsel's direction, we have marriage deputies, and we perform marriage ceremonies, and the ceremonies and the issuance of the licenses, since the law was changed, are available to all couples. We don't distinguish between traditional couples or same-sex couples, and so that's how we've been handling it.
If any of your employees were to express concern, how would that be handled? And has that happened, Sherry?
That hasn't happened at this point. And so, you know, based on this bill, we would have to get a legal opinion and find out where that takes that situation. But we haven't had that occur.
Well, there's a real fine line here, isn't there, between protecting somebody's religious liberties and their very strongly held beliefs versus those who especially are in the public arena, those who are sworn to uphold the law. I think of police officers and firefighters. I mean, it's inconceivable to think that a firefighter would say, look, I'm aware that this house that is burning down is owned by a gay couple, so we're not going to fight the fire. That's absolutely inconceivable. The same thing with a police officer, although we have had an issue with a police officer who was asked on with a motorcycle duty to be in the gay pride parade, who had real issues with that. For the people that are elected officials and those who are hired to serve the public, this gets into a rather interesting, if not sticky, arena.
It really does. I mean, we just treat every couple the same, and it's worked very well. And my employees have been very willing to do that. And we actually have, last year alone, we performed over 2,000 wedding ceremonies here in the office.
Wow, I had no idea you did that many. That's quite a few each and every day if you do the math.
Yes, it is. And we also issued nearly 10,000 marriage licenses last year alone.
Interesting.
So we have a huge business here in Salt Lake County, and I'm not sure that all the other counties are performing wedding ceremonies. You know, I know it wasn't a requirement for county clerk's offices to provide ceremonies, so that's another question as to whether they do.
Well, Sherry, I certainly appreciate your insights, and just like the rest of us, I know you're digesting this bill, too, and we'll watch it closely, and thank you for joining us here at KSL-FM Midvale, KSL-AM Salt Lake City. It is 10 o'clock, and the movie show